You mentioned South Africa only in relation to Nelson Mandela.
Right.
Now, hundreds of thousands of black Africans have been killed by the government of South Africa. And we have evidence that the government of Israel is conniving with the government of South Africa to oppress black Africans. Now, most black African states have established or have normalized their relations with Israel. Why does Israel still continue to participate in the murdering of black Africans?
Chet? In 1973, when Egypt attacked Israel on its holiest day, Yom Kippur, every black African state in Africa cut its ties with Israel. And South Africa didn't. Now, I despise South Africa. I despise their policy. But if you think that we're going to back an African National Congress whose leader embraces a man who wants to wipe out Israel, then you're crazy. So that you're right. Because I would assume that you're not crazy, and therefore I would assume that you know we're not going to back the African National Congress. Why did the black states in 1973 all cut their ties? Why? How come? If you think that we're going to go with people who have shown a bias and hostility in the UN against Israel from 1948, I'm not a fool. We go for our self-interest. The African National Congress took support from communists and from the Soviet Union because they believed that it was to their self-interest. I can of course grasp that. Sir, I haven't finished yet. After
that,
I finish.
That was not my question.
Sir, after I finish, you'll speak again. Don't worry. Let you speak. So therefore, if in 1959, when the Algerians were fighting the French, and there's no question that the French were wrong, imperialists, should Israel have backed the Algerians, knowing that if they won, there'll be one more Arab state against Israel? Of course not. I'm not crazy. I despise the government in South Africa, but I'm certainly not going to back anybody who has committed himself to my enemies who would wipe us out. And if that doesn't make you happy, it makes me less happy to see Mandela embrace Arafat.
Please, let me rephrase my question. How does the security of Israel, how can Israel survive with the apartheid system? That's what I understand. Why? Why does Israel connive with South Africa to maintain the apartheid system?
First of all, Israel opposes it. Israel has cut trade with them. Israel has cut the arms with them. Had I been there, I would not have done it. You hear me? Not because I like them. I don't like them. But I do what's good for my country, just as you do what's good for your country. So don't be so righteous here. You were taking oil from Arab states who are the leaders in the slave trade of blacks today in the world today. Doesn't that bother you?
Oh, yeah, it does bother me, but I'm talking of the present. What is going on right now?
The fact is, it didn't bother the ANC. It didn't bother them. Because what was good for the ANC, and I understand them. I understand them. They did what was best for them. And so they went into a bed with slave traders because at that moment it was good for the ANC. Well, we learned a great, great lesson. The whole world has been against us for 2,000 years. And we're going to do what's good for us and not what is good for you if that's bad for us.
Well, you didn't answer my question. Thank you, though.
Yeah.